You've got 4 weeks left in 2025. Are you going to waste them or win with them? In this episode, I'm going to show you exactly how to set yourself up with five money moves that could save you thousands before December 31st. This isn't theory. This isn't fluff. This is actual strategies you can implement today. But here's what most people miss. The last weeks of the year aren't just about holiday shopping or Black Friday. They're a financial deadline most Americans completely ignore. And it could cost you thousands. I'm talking about tax advantages that expire. I'm talking about compound interest you'll never get back. I'm talking about employer benefits that reset to zero next year. But before we get into it, this is Brian. I've been a financial advisor for over 25 years. I'm also an author and certified health and life coach. And my goal is to help you save smarter, invest better, and keep more. In this episode, you're going to learn three wealth decision principles to remember to become smarter with money and an action plan to help you make better wealth decisions starting today. So smart money move number one, max out your 401k and your match. For 2025, the 401k contribution limit is $23,500 for employees under age 50. If you're over age 50, you can make an additional $7,500 catch-up contribution, bringing your total employee contribution to $31,000. For those between age 60 and 63, even higher catch-up contributions of $11,250 for a total of $34,750. Now let's talk about your match. That's free money. If your employer matches your 401k contributions, you need to verify you're getting the full match by December 31st. Not most of it, not some of it. All of it. Here's how this works. Let's say your company matches 50% of your contributions up to 6% of your salary. If you make $75,000 a year and contribute 6%, that's $4,500 from you and your employer adds $2,250. That's a guaranteed 50% return. There's no investment that can do that for you. But here's where most people mess up. They contribute early in the year, hit their personal limit, then stop. Meanwhile, their employer is still willing to match, but there's nothing to match anymore, or they never started contributing at all. Pull up your last pay stub right now. Look at your year-to-date 401k contributions. Compare it to your employer's matching policy. Are you leaving money on the table? You've got 4 weeks to fix this. Call HR tomorrow. Increase your contribution percentage, even if it means a tighter December budget. You're literally paying yourself for doing it. So this leads me to wealth decision principle number one. A guaranteed return beats a perfect prediction every time. You don't need to time the market. You don't need to pick the next big stock. You just need to take the free money sitting right in front of you. That's wealth building at its simplest. Now that first move is about money your employer gives you. But move number two, this one's about money the IRS is trying to give you. And most people completely miss it. So move number two is contribute to your HSA account. Health savings accounts are the most underutilized tax advantages in America. Here's why this matters. An HSA is triple tax advantage. You put money in, it's tax-free, it grows tax-free. You take it out tax-free for medical expenses. Nothing else works like this. Not your 401k, not your Roth IRA, nothing. You can open a health savings account at any time as long as you're enrolled in a qualifying high-deductible health plan. They call that an HDHP. Unlike some other accounts, you don't have to wait for open enrollment or experience a qualifying life event to set one up. You can open up an account through your employer or another financial institution. For 2025, you can contribute up to $4,300 if you're single with a high deductible health plan, $8,550 if you're married. And if you're 55 or older, you can add an additional $1,000. So let me give you a real example. Say you're in the 24% tax bracket, you max out your HSA at $4,300. You save $1,000 in taxes. That's money you keep, money that compounds, money that's yours. FSAs are different. You use it or lose it by December 31st. So check your balance if you have an FSA. And if you've got $500 sitting there, schedule that dentist appointment. Get those new glasses. Stock up on approved medical supplies. Don't let that go to waste. Quick question for you. Have you ever looked at your HSA as an investment account? Most people treat it like a checking account for medical bills. But here's what smart wealth builders do. They pay medical expenses out of pocket, invest their HSA money, and let it grow for decades. Then use it in retirement when medical costs are the highest. If you haven't watched my episode on the right and wrong way to use your HSA, you can click the link above. Okay, those first two moves are about maximizing contributions, but this next one, move number three, is about being strategic with your investments before the calendar flips. So move number three is harvest your tax losses. Now, I know what you're thinking. Tax loss harvesting sounds complicated. It's really not. Here's the concept in plain English. If you have investments that have lost value this year, you can sell them, realize the loss, and use that loss to offset your gains. You can even use up to $3,000 to offset your regular income each year. So let me break this down with a real scenario. Say you bought stock A for $10,000. It's now worth $7,000. You also bought stock B for $5,000 and it's now worth $8,000. You sell both. Stock A gives you a $3,000 loss. Stock B gives you a $3,000 gain. They cancel each other out. Zero capital gains tax. But here's the key. You can immediately buy a similar investment to stock A, not the exact same one. That's called a wash sale and the IRS won't allow it. But something similar in the same sector, you stay invested, you reduce your taxes, you win twice. This only works if you act before December 31st. January 1st, too late. The opportunity is gone. So this leads me to wealth decision principle number two. Strategic losses are just as valuable as smart gains. Wealthy people understand this. They're not just thinking about what goes up. They're thinking about how to use what goes down. That's financial intelligence. If you have a taxable brokerage account, review it this week. Look for positions in the red. Talk to your advisor or your tax professional. Don't leave tax savings on the table. So move number four is review and adjust your withholdings. If you got a massive tax refund last year, you're doing it wrong. A big refund means you gave the government an interest-free loan all year. That's your money. You could have been investing it, saving it, using it to pay down debt. Instead, it sat there in the Treasury Department doing nothing for you. On the flip side, if you owed a huge tax amount, you're not withholding enough, and that can trigger penalties. The goal is to break even or get close to it. That means your withholding matches your actual tax liability. So here's your action step. Look at your most recent tax return. Did you owe more than $1,000 or get back more than $1,000? If yes, you need to adjust your W-4. Go to the IRS website, use their tax withholding estimator. It takes about 10 minutes. Update your W-4 with your employer before January. That way, 2026 starts with the right withholding in place. Every dollar you're over withholding is a dollar that's not working for you. Think about it. If you got a $3,600 refund, that's $300 a month you could have had in your pocket. Invested over 30 years at 8% returns, that's over $400,000. That's retirement money. And here's what happens when most people get a tax refund. Some people will say, well, I'll just invest my tax refund. What's the difference? Most people treat tax refunds like free money, like monopoly money, and they usually spend it. So adjust your withholdings and invest that difference for the long term. All right, we've covered four moves so far, but this last one, move number five, is the easiest to implement and the one most people completely forget exists. So let me show you exactly what that is. Money move number five, make charitable contributions strategically. If you're gonna donate to a charity, do it before December 31st and do it smart. Cash donations are fine, but if you've held stocks or mutual funds for more than a year and they've gone up in value, donate those instead. You get to deduct the full market value and you never pay capital gains tax on the appreciation. So let's say you bought a stock for $1,000 10 years ago. It's now worth $5,000. If you sell it and donate the cash, you pay capital gains tax on that $4,000 gain. But if you donate the stock directly, you deduct $5,000 and avoid the tax completely. But here's another strategy most people don't know about. If you're 70 and a half or older, you can do a qualified charitable distribution from your IRA or QCD. You can give up to $105,000 directly to charity. It counts towards your required minimum distribution, and it's not included in your taxable income. This is huge if you don't need your RMD money, but you're forced to take it anyway. Give some of it to a cause you care about and lower your tax bill at the same time. So this leads me to wealth decision principle number three. Generosity and tax strategy aren't opposites. their partners. You can do good and do well at the same time. That's smart wealth management. Make your charitable giving intentional. Make it strategic and make it happen before the year ends. All right, here's your 5-minute challenge. Right after this episode ends, I want you to do one thing, just one. Pick the money move that resonates most with you. Maybe it's checking your 401k match. Maybe it's revealing your HSA balance. Maybe it's looking at your investment losses. Whatever it is, take one immediate action. Make one phone call, send one email, log into one of your investment accounts. Don't wait until next week. Don't wait until December 20th when everything's closed for the holidays. Do it while you're thinking about it. Momentum beats perfection every single time. So look, wealth building isn't about complicated formulas or secret strategies only the rich know about. It's about taking advantage of opportunities when they're in front of you. If this episode helped you, do me a favor, hit the like button, leave a comment telling me which money move you're implementing first, and subscribe if you found value in today's episode. Once again, this is Brian, the Wealth Decisions Guy. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you next week.